Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports, Olivia Grange, says community cultural development and legislative changes are among initiatives being pursued by her ministry. The minister discussed the plans during a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
Minister of Cultural Industries represents a particular focus of your ministry. Tell us about that thrust.
Well, our ministry, there's a convergence of subjects. We have culture, gender, entertainment and sports. I refer to sports as physical culture, and sports is also entertainment. And so we are, I would say, the heartbeat of the government in terms of a ministry. And we have to contribute to the economic growth of which the Prime Minister speaks. And so the creative economy is going to be extremely important in this regard. So we're looking at reintroducing a program that was piloted in West Kingston some years ago, and that's community cultural development and community sports development. And we're going to take this across Jamaica into communities where you can, in complementing the work of the JCDC, we're going to take that talent from the grassroots to the global stage. And you know, there is a lot that can be generated in foreign exchange from our culture. We've already given the world a musical icon in Bob Marley. We have given the world a new religion in Rastafari. We have given the world a new music in reggae. We have given the world more genres of Jamaican music than any other country if we were to look at how our music has evolved over the years. And so we know that the creative economy can contribute a lot to the growth of Jamaica. And so our focus will be ensuring that the creative industries play its part in ensuring that there is growth and there is economic stability.
Yes. Any other key areas of your ministry's focus, Minister, for this legislative year that you might want to mention?
Well, we're looking at all the legislations in within the ministry that need to be amended. So we're looking at, for example, the Legal Deposit Act, which falls under the National Library of Jamaica. We're looking at the National Library Act. We're looking at the most important piece of legislation, the anti-doping legislation, which there are some amendments that are needed. I'm hoping that we can fast track that before the Olympics in August. We're looking at the Jamaica National Heritage Trust. And of course, the introduction and the discussions around the sexual harassment legislation. So we, in fact, next week there will be a seminar hosted by the legislation, the Ministry of Justice, for the Legislation Committee of Cabinet, where all ministries are going to be attending the seminar to have a better understanding of the procedures and the process in which we address our legislation and to ensure that we have a very full legislative agenda for this year. And our ministry is very much going to be a part of that. And we expect, we're hoping that all the amendments to legislation that we would want to have done that impacts on the various entities and the subjects that we address, that those will be dealt with during this period.
Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports, Olivia Grange, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.